I hated Halloween.
Why?
Because my parents never really understood Halloween. My parents didn't get the whole idea of carving up pumpkins and putting skeletons in the window. They thought that was kind of creepy.
Because your parents are from away.
My parents are from, yeah, they're from away. Yeah, they're not from St. John's, Newfoundland. That's exactly it.
Denise's parents are from China. Let's make that clear. Hong Kong.
Yeah, and so they didn't understand the whole Halloween concept. And so they never really, they bought into the costumes. And every year I was a witch for about 6 or 7 years straight. And this was at a time when kids love being something different every year. And nobody wants to be a witch for 6 or 7 years straight, right? And so there was 1 year where I was strawberry shortcake. And we bought that at
Wait, a Chinese strawberry shortcake? Isn't that supposed to be like a red bean shortcake or something like that? A red bean based shortcake? Wouldn't that be more appropriate?
Tapioca pudding.
Hello, ghouls and goblins. Welcome to Ontario This Week, a putrid podcast full of horrifying delights from the haunted corners of Ontario. I'm your corpse of a host, Michael Bardwaj. On this week's podcast, people living with an intellectual disability learn how to vote in Ottawa, a captain steers the Maid of the Mist through Niagara Falls for the last time, and the living dead march through the streets looking for some tasty brains to eat. I'm serious about that one. You're going to want to stick around to hear that. And of course, more of our best and worst Halloween costumes from the monsters here at CBC Ottawa. So listen if you dare. At best, voting in a municipal election is a confusing process. I mean, showing up where, at what time again, and who are all these people on this ballot? What am I voting for exactly? I mean, those are the questions that I often ask myself. Well, in Ottawa, a group of intellectually disabled people are learning the ins and outs of voting. They want to make an informed choice in Ottawa's upcoming municipal election, and they want to make their choice based on the real issues that affect their lives. The CBC's Hallie Cottenham spent some time with this group of young adults. Here she is presenting her story on Ottawa Morning.
Question one. True or false, there are 23 votes on council.
True.
Any other answers? Cooper.
False.
Why was the answer false?
Because the mayor has one vote. We have 23 plus one.
Alex Muncher is a candidate for prime minister. True or false?
False, because he's not the Prime Minister of Ottawa. He's the candidate for mayor.
Excellent. Very good.
When you first walk in here, it looks like an elementary classroom. Lots of maps on the walls, rows of tables, there are jackets hanging in the cloakroom closet. But the people here are adults, and they're here to learn about city politics.
True or false? The election is happening on November 15th.
On November 13th.
Keenan Weller stands at the front of the class. He helps people with disabilities become more independent. And right now, that means learning about the city election.
Almost everyone we work with, when they first get here, they have some sort of issues with self-esteem and just their identity in the community as a contributing person. And until you really attack that issue, everything else, whether it's employment or relationships or living, none of that's going to be resolved until people have a sense of who they are and that they matter. Not a lot of them have had the message that, as a citizen, you matter and you have a role and you have rights, but you also have responsibilities. And we talk a lot about that. Taking part in the election is just one really important way to do that.
That philosophy is expressed by a map on the wall. It's a ward map covered with pins. One for each student. Each person fits in this city. That's the message.
So now everybody knows which ward they're in and how many other people are in that ward. And over the next few weeks, they'll be coming together as a ward peers and talking about the candidates in their riding and the issues, and we'll try and match people up that way to help encourage discussion.
My name is Chris. I live in Ottawa. I'm Ward 18.
I'm Clinton, and I live in Ward 1.
I'm Cooper, ward number 10, Gloucester South, Gloucester South Gate.
My name is Jennifer, and I live in Ward 6, that is Stittsville, Royal Canada.
Intellectually disabled is how people here describe themselves. Most are in their 20s and live with their parents, but living on their own is a goal they all share. So when affordable housing comes up, people want to talk.
Getting affordable, supportive housing for our to live in. So instead of living with our parents, we can live out on our own.
Why can't you guys just keep living with your parents here? What's the problem?
They'll die sooner or later.
So how old are some of you folks here? Let's get some ages going here.
I'm 40.
I'm 24.
I am 23.
Keenan's goal is to convince this group they have a stake in how the city is run. How to do that? He tries a brainstorming exercise first.
Are the top issues, which ones are most on your mind? So let's just build a list in any order. Let's just go around the room. Start with Carolyn.
I have no idea.
How'd you get here today?
Paratransport.
Okay.
Affordable bus passes.
Very good. Great.
Clean the sidewalks in the wintertime.
Excellent.
Snow removal?
Yeah.
Affordable bus passes. We want to have it more, expanded.
So what's going to happen if the pilot is not continued? How much more money are you going to pay? Who knows? Jalen, do you know?
$51.25.
Wow, very specific.
No! $71.25.
Is what the pass would cost, or
yeah.
That's how much extra you'll pay?
That's how much it costs to get a monthly bus pass.
Perfect, so another $50.
Priority seating on buses. I have physical disabilities as well as intellectual disabilities, so busing is an issue for me.
Public transit is a bread and butter issue in this room. Every one of the 15 students here takes the bus. OC Transo means freedom to people who have a limited amount of independence and crave more. Ian Murphy lives in Gloucester Southgate. He's worried the light rail project will mean less bus service in the end.
I think if they do build the O-Train, my bus will go down, and down in service.
So how many people have heard local bus service mentioned in the election? So lots of O-Train, lots of north-south, lots of east-west, but how much talk about getting from your neighborhood to where you need to go?
Not
a whole lot. Looks like you feel strongly about a lot of things, but affordable supportive housing got the most votes. So when you guys are looking at the different platforms of the mayor and councillors, you're going to want to be looking at affordable housing and public transit, the two top issues here at the workplace, right?
But it's not just about identifying the issues. Over the next few weeks, Keenan's hoping these students start to make links between the issues they care about and the candidates they have to choose from. With all the wards and signs and pamphlets, it can get confusing for anyone.
So if you know somebody in your ward who's running for city councilor, put your hand up. Laura.
Jan Scoff.
Not mayor.
I know, I mean, I've seen the sign for her, but I'm not really sure.
There's still time to bone up on the details if the will is there. It's getting closer to lunchtime now. One student yawns, another checks his watch. But Keenan keeps going. He has a goal for this class. He wants everyone here to be engaged citizens, to believe that their vote is their voice.
That's one of the biggest challenges with people with intellectual disabilities is they don't, as a group, they don't tend to speak up for themselves. They have a lot of other people in their lives that have a lot of power and make a lot of decisions. So this is a chance for them to exercise. It's their vote, it's no one else's, and they're going to go out and express that. And whatever choice they make, it's their choice, and they'll have a sense of pride about that, we hope.
True or false, people with intellectual disabilities don't know enough to vote. Jalen.
Could I vote?
Right on!
Yeah.
Cool.
True or false? There's somebody in this room who is not allowed to vote. Carolyn?
False, because we're allowed to vote.
Why?
Because we're all adults and we're part of the community.
At Live Work Play on Chapel Street in Ottawa, I'm Hallie Cotton.
Hallie Cottenham presented that piece on Ottawa Morning. Now, Hallie also has some very interesting Halloween costume best and worsts.
When I was in high school, I was famous for being Santa Claus for years, like 3 or 4 years in a row. Santa Claus was my Halloween costume. And I borrowed the Halloween costume from a neighbor who... How do I put this? The costume had a certain pungent quality to it. And I don't know whether he or the person who had it before him maybe chewed tobacco or what, but there was this kind of yellowish goatee thing on the big white bushy beard. There was a yellowish goatee thing. And yeah, but once you got past that, it was a great costume.
But it's Santa Claus. I mean... I would imagine looking at a Santa Claus at a Halloween party and going, wrong holiday, yo.
Yeah, but that's why it was a great costume, because nobody expected Santa to show up at the Halloween party. And all of a sudden, it was Santa, and everybody has such goodwill towards the big guy.
Did you give anybody presents?
Well, there was lots of jokes, off-color jokes about, you know, what I have for you in this great big sack.
I was a young kid when I took my first tour on the Maid of the Mist. I remember putting on that blue plastic poncho thing to protect me from all this water. Well, of course it didn't work, but it didn't matter either. To a 9-year-old, sailing through Niagara Falls was a dream come true. All that powerful water, all that mist, all that huge roaring thunder. It was amazing. Now, the man making these dreams come true is named Richard Schuyler. He's been the skipper of the Maid of the Mist for over 30 years. But this past week, he docked his big white boat into his own retirement. Richard Schuyler spoke to Rita Celli on Ontario Today.
Hi there. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah? So tell me about what kind of sailing conditions you might actually have today.
The sun was out for a little bit. It was really bad this morning. It was drizzle. And the forecast was the long-range forecast a few days, it was supposed to be snowing and cold. It is a bit cool, but the sun was really out. It's a little bit cloudy now, but there's some sun coming through, so it's a lot better today than we expected.
Okay, so 33, this is your 33rd year. How did you actually get started with the Maid of the Mist?
Well, I went to Marine School, and I didn't have enough time to go for a mate's ticket, so I went for a smaller boat ticket. And almost didn't finish it. The examiner told me to finish it till I got my time, and I did. And I said, what could I do with this? And he said, the Maid of the Mist are looking for somebody. I said, oh, is that those small tour boats over in Niagara Falls? Because I sailed in the lakes, see?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah. So I come over, and it turned out they were looking for somebody. And I give him my name, talk to the owners, talk to the manager. And he said, well, we got a couple other people we want to interview. Can you call us back in a couple of months? And I said, that's fine. So I shipped out that year as third mate and called back when they told me and said I had the job. So I come down here and here I am, 32 and a half years later.
What kind of training did you get for this job?
Well, I worked on the lakes for quite a few years and I was wheelsman and stuff like that. So that sort of helps down here. I didn't have much small boat experience, but I picked that up in 2 or 3 years and... As far as wheeling the boat and everything like that, I had lots of experience with that. And then you just get used to the job down here and then go from there.
Tell me about some of your best memories over these 3 decades.
Well, the best one is when Princess Di was here. That was really, really an occasion. And that'll be my fondest memory. And then...
What happened that day? Tell me about that.
Actually, it was in 1991. We were finished for the season, and we're taking the boats out of the water. And actually, all the other boats were out of the water. And the boat I was captain on that year was number 4 boat. And they kept that out. And I was the captain, and Roddy McDonald was the mate. And they brought Princess Di over from Toronto. Prince Charles couldn't make it. And they took her for a ride. And then she came in the wheelhouse, and the boys came in, and we had a little chit-chat, and I was very nervous, you know, royalty coming on.
I guess.
And George Bailey at the time was a public relations officer for Niagara Parks Commission, and he just said, he just told me, he said, Dick, you'll be okay. She's a really nice lady. She'll make you feel comfortable. Just relax. Everything will be fine. And it was. And the owner was down and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Glenn. And it was a really pleasant time.
So that's a highlight. I bet you've seen a lot of celebrities come through over the years.
Yeah, more than I can remember. The ones that stick out were her and then Tennessee Ernie Ford. I really liked him. And then... there was William Shatner, and there was Regis was on this spring.
Yeah.
And Wayne Newton was on. He's a really nice, pleasant fellow, too.
Tell me some of the antics that you've seen, daredevils or people trying to get over the... What have you seen over the
Actually,
years?
Actually, I haven't seen any of that. I've seen the after results when they've come over in their barrels and stuff like that. I've never actually seen one go over and... different things have happened, and a few years ago we had a guy in a kayak go over. I guess he thought he was just going to paddle his heart out and just shoot right over the falls and come straight down, but they never found him, and they had a guy in a jet ski come over, and unfortunately he came over. They found his body, but like I say, he didn't make it.
My word. Have you ever been involved in actually even trying to rescue someone who went over the falls?
No. The guys in shore do that, and generally the parks police come down and the firefighters come down. They take part in all that kind of stuff, and we just help them out.
Let me ask you, too, about you've probably had so many hundreds, thousands of passengers. What do you remember from the passengers?
Well, they're all excited. They're all in awe, I guess you would say. And, they've never been here before, and it's... they come to Niagara Falls, they hear about it, and what they're doing is they're coming here to see that water going over, and they can't believe the power of it. And and when you get up there, and then you'll get some people that say, well, I was here 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever, and they'll say, we used to go behind the falls. And I said, no, we never went behind. Oh, yes, we went behind the falls. And then you have people say, are we going to go behind the falls? And things like that.
What other kind of funny things have they said?
Well, there's some quite a few, but some that come to mind as you're asking that is what do they do with the water after they take the electricity out of it? What construction company built this? Where does the rainbow come from? Do they shut the water off at night? Does it keep running like that all night? And it just goes on and on, you know.
I hope you kept some notes over the years.
A few here and there, yeah.
Or at least you tell them over and over again, I'm sure, at dinner parties. Tell me, what time is your last trip today?
4:37 is my last trip, yeah.
Oh, yeah? So what does that feel like, knowing that will be your last trip there?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to feel pretty good in a way because it's the end of the season. It's my last trip, and it probably won't hit me till next spring till we start running again next spring. And I won't know till I get there. I guess retirement, I've talked to a lot of people that have retired. Some people that retired early wish they hadn't. And other people that retired at 65 wish they had went earlier. So I think it affects us all different. It's just how you think about it, I guess, how your mindset is. But I'm looking forward to it, and I think it should be just fine.
Is there much of an audience out there to wave at you as you take that final trip?
Yeah, there probably will be. Yeah, there's a few TV people were down there, and I just got off to come ashore to call you here, and they're all waving at me then. My wife's coming down, my kids are coming down, and grandkids are coming down, so it should be quite a good hoopla for the last one.
Well, Richard Schuyler, I really appreciate a little bit of your time today, and I hope you have a marvelous trip, and I hope you dine out long, long time in all your stories.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
All right, enjoy.
Richard Schuyler is the retired skipper of the Maid of the Mist 6. He spoke to Ontario Today's Rita Celli. You're listening to Ontario This Week. These are the audio treats, not... the audio tricks from a week of radio in Ontario. I'm Michael Bardwaj. All right. Lots of toilet paper, corn syrup dyed red, and an appetite for human brains. These are the necessary materials for the annual zombie walk. A group of people lurched through the streets in Ottawa, reliving the living dead. the CBC's very own ghoul, Susan Burgess, lurched alongside.
My name is Holly DeCoff. I decided to go for a surgeon theme. Themed zombies are always a little more fun than your regular zombies. So the blue scrubs, lots of rips. I've been in a fire, so my neck is a little burned and I'm kind of oozy.
What's your name?
Chris. Well, I got a smock off my buddy from Walmart, and so it's like a little, I'm just saying stuff about it, kind of Dawn of the Dead style.
What's Walmart have to do with zombies?
If you work there or if you shop there, you are a zombie. You've been in Walmart before, you've seen them.
What does a zombie sound like?
Brain. Ah, brain.
My name is Zombie Man. I am wearing the clothes I wear when I die. I ate 3 people this morning, so I'm covered in blood.
I could ask you some questions for CBC Radio?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Lindsay.
And how are you dressed here?
Like a dead figure skater.
Why'd you go with figure skater?
It was a cheap costume.
I'm Katie. I'm Daddy's little dead girl today. Well, I bought a dress. I put blood all over it because I'm a messy eater. And the teddy, yeah, I slipped my neck. It was great. Good times.
Can I ask you some questions for CBC? What's your name?
Children's brains, young blood.
What's your name?
Natasha.
So, what makes this fun?
Just the reactions you get from people on the street. They don't really know what to make of it. It's a bunch of zombies. I saw a woman who tried to shield her daughter's view of us as we passed.
Tell me, what does a zombie sound like?
They kind of sound like this.
What's your name?
Zombie Scout. Boy Scouts. Baden Powell. Merit badge.
Why'd you dress as a Boy Scout zombie?
Fell off a cliff. Bell. Rappelling. Climbing a mountain. Zombies.
Love that. Those are the funniest zombies ever. The CBC's Susan Burgess hanging out with the zombies in Ottawa. That piece aired on Ottawa Morning. Well, that's it for Ontario this week. Thanks for listening to the best of our Creepy Crawly Radio. If you have any thoughts or comments, write to us at ontariothisweek@cbc.ca. You can also find other podcasts from the Mother Corps at cbc.ca/podcasting. And of course, there's that little monster in the corner called your very own radio. I don't think he's going to bite, but I'm not sure. Might be worth taking the risk once in a while to flip on the audio waves coming from CBC. I'll be back next week with more stories from around the province. But right now, I'm going to leave you with this.
See where it went, because you'd think it would cause quite a fuss, but apparently it hasn't.
Best and worst Halloween costumes.
Huh. That I've worn personally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had a good one time. You should ask him about his costume.
I've had a couple of good ones.
Well, what were yours?
The Barbie one I don't like as much as I had the year before, where I took this old flowered sheet that we had, you know, so it was a flowery sheet, and I put it over my head, and I cut a couple of eye holes and a nose hole and a mouth hole in it, and called myself Caspar, the fashion-friendly ghost.
But did guys hit on you?
No, I don't think I was hit on that night by anybody. But then
reminds me of the next year's costume, because he had another one where he got a bunch of Barbie dolls, and with safety pins he attached them to his body, various parts of his body, and everybody said, "What are you?" And he said, "Can't you tell? I'm a babe magnet."
But I'm bum.
That's terrible.